USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Further details are being released about the hostage taking last Saturday at a Texas synagogue. The FBI says they have now classified the case as both an act of terrorism as well as a hate crime. Dallas FBI Special Agent in Charge, Matt DeSarno, says the gunman involved, 44-year-old Malik Akram, is considered to have been a terrorist.
The FBI is and has been treating Saturday's events as an act of terrorism targeting the Jewish community. It was committed by a terrorist exposing an anti-Semitic worldview.
The man took four hostages and had demanded the release of a prisoner from a nearby prison in exchange for them. The hostages ended up getting away when a rabbi threw a chair at Akram. He ended up being killed at the scene by police. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will revisit a 2020 decision concerning a native land dispute in Oklahoma. Reports are justices will consider limiting the court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma, which ruled that a large part of that state's eastern region was an Indian reservation. While they said that they won't overturn the ruling, the justices said they will look at the state's ability to prosecute crimes that happen on native land, and the case will be argued in April. A story labeled Truck Full of Monkeys, Pennsylvania authorities are searching for loose primates after a dump truck collided with a truck full of monkeys. No human injuries reported after the truck that was carrying about 100 monkeys crashed on Route 54 in Montour County on Friday night. Troopers say at least three of the animals got loose after the crash, and they're still at large. Reports are that truck was on its way to an area laboratory before the collision. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A Texas federal judge issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's federal COVID vaccine mandate, as Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled late yesterday that Biden was abusing his authority, requiring federal workers to get the shot. The judge criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval while noting that he believes people should get the shot. Biden's executive order was issued last September and has been tied up in court challenges ever since. Florida church leaders want Governor Ron DeSantis to change a measure that ends funding for immigrant children's centers, as over 200 faith leaders from around that state signed onto a letter sent to the governor on Thursday calling for funding to continue for the unaccompanied migrant children. Governor DeSantis says he wants the Biden administration to stop transporting the unaccompanied kids from other states to Florida without prior notification. DeSantis says he will reconsider the funding question if federal officials will change their policy. And a new dramatized version of the Tiger King saga is coming to Peacock, the NBC streaming service. It's called Joe vs. Carol, and it includes Kate McKinnon, being played by Carol Baskin, and Joe Exotic, being played by John Cameron Mitchell. It premieres on March 3rd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.